Bitcoin tops $50,000 for the first time. From Marketplace, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The recent surge in the price of the cryptocurrency Bitcoin hit a symbolic high this morning. Julian Emanuel is chief equity and derivative strategist at BTIG. And Julian, what's the significance of Bitcoin passing $50,000?
Bitcoin is really sort of part and parcel of the excitement that we've seen in the stock market. You know, Bitcoin, the public has certainly participated. There's more adoption among institutional players. But at this price, there's a lot of speculation out there in Bitcoin and in stocks. As happy as the markets are trading this morning, that risk is two-way, and prices have moved very far and very quickly.
And what do you think the other risk elements that are going to be coming into the market this week will be?
A couple that really hit our radar screen. Number one, yields have risen sharply over the last several days.
Bond yields,
right. And at some point, that is likely to be a trouble for stocks. We don't see it quite yet.
Julian Emanuel at BTIG, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Staying in the digital realm, the social media site Parler is back online about a month after Amazon removed it from its cloud computing services following the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. Marketplace's Erica Barris has been following this story. And Erica, remind us of the role Parler played in the attack.
Parler is popular with the far right, and cutting off the site was a direct effect of the insurrection on January 6th. Following the attacks on the Capitol, there was a question of how did this happen and how was this organized? And a big part of the answer was the discourse on social media sites like Parler that bills itself as a place where voices aren't censored. Google and Apple first removed the site from its app stores, and then Amazon removed it from its cloud computing services.
And then what happened when Amazon did that? What was the effect?
There were a couple things. It essentially stranded millions of users who had been on the site, and it sent a message that this kind of behavior could exist on a social media site, but those sites don't exist in vacuums. They need these other sites to remain functional. The removal also sparked lots of questions about free speech and the dominance of big tech. And Parler sued Amazon over the move, alleging anti-competitive motives. A federal judge declined to force Amazon to keep hosting Parler.
That brings us back to the original question. So how did Parler get back online?
Parler was reportedly rejected by multiple web hosting companies that were wary of how they'd be perceived. The site is now hosted by SkySilk Incorporated, a small provider in California. Since the site went back up on Monday, there have been reports of users having difficulties logging in.
Marketplace's Erica Barris, thank you.
Thank you.
The pandemic has limited travel everywhere, including Europe, but a deal between the EU and Britain on post-Brexit trade is also limiting a particular type of travel many Britons used to enjoy, the booze cruise. John Lawrenson reports from Calais, France.
At Calais Vin, a wine supermarket near the town centre, owner Jérôme Pont says he aims at a higher-end clientele. No cheap New Zealand Shiraz in his shop, he says. The pandemic has kept his British customers from travelling, but even post-pandemic, the Brexit restrictions are going to hurt.
The quantity you are allowed to bring back home dropped dramatically from 120 bottles per person to 24 bottles per person, as far as wine is concerned. So, absolutely, that will affect us for sure.
The booze cruise was a big thing. It even inspired a series of British television films, The Booze Cruise 1, 2 and 3. Here's a scene where a wine buff pushes rather expensive champagne on a secretly hard-up friend who's crossed the channel to buy wine for his daughter's wedding.
Canard du Chien, yeah, non-vintage Grand Cuvée with a nice crisp finish. Only 21 and a half a bottle. Quite saving, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it is.
But that all seems a long way away now.
Hello.
Entering one of Calais' closed for the pandemic cafe restaurants with president of the local cafe owners union, Hervé Lefebvre. He regrets the passing of this big-scale booze cruising, but is pleased that Britain and France are going back to the old system of allowing tourists to buy small quantities of alcohol and tobacco duty-free. Those years were really good for the restaurant business.
Nous avons fait notre richesse à cette époque-là, oui.
We got rich in those days. If traffic can move smoothly over the new border, we can return to how things were back then.
So, under the new system, there are limits on how much alcohol Brits can bring back from a French store or the duty-free shop on the ferry. For example, only 18 litres of wine, that's 2 cases, and 4 litres of liquor. A booze cruise in moderation. In Calais, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And there's news this morning that Marriott International Chief Executive Officer Arne Sorensen died on Monday. He was the third CEO in the company's history and known for his leadership during several high-profile acquisitions and changes. Sorensen was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2019, and he was 62. I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.